Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Tim Fitzgerald, our guest.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kids' legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
GoPowerCat.com, his publication. Long time. How many years now, Fitz, have you been involved in coverage of Kansas State athletics?
Well, I came full-time to the beat in 95, so I guess technically, this is season 30. Holy crap.
That's a long time. That's a long time. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
In those 30 years, has there been, I don't know how to quite word this, but has there been a setback or a more disappointing result or a head scratcher like Saturday night?
Maybe you can go back to, 2012 at Baylor when they fell apart with, a trip to the national championship going. I mean, that had more stakes, but I haven't seen momentum flip and go against Kansas State like that in a very long time. It kind of did it to Oklahoma State a couple years ago in Manhattan with 45-0, but sometimes it just happens. And, boy, that thing spun out of control in just a few minutes for Kansas State and went from a very winnable game to just an uphill battle that they didn't seem want to fight.
Can this, I guess the overall question is, we know now that it probably been several years since one loss really damaged your national championship hopes. We know that's not the case now. So what does K-State have to do, big picture-wise, to get back on that track potentially towards a Big 12 title game appearance? And can they take this show on the road and perform well in the Big 12?
Jeff, you nailed it. That's going to be the question. I mean, they struggled at Tulane, and you got Oklahoma State this weekend. You move into your off week, so you kind of get, you know, that five-game moment to recoup. But then you go to Boulder and Morgantown in back-to-back weeks, and if you're better than both of those teams, but I still think they're better than BYU, but they certainly weren't on that night. So you have to approach this as a business trip, get out there and take care of business, and they just haven't done that. And that might be partially because they've got some young kids and young guys in key places, and this is really their first opportunity. But boy, it's not like a Chris Klieman team doesn't usually drop an early game. He's never gone 4-0 from what I think. And go back 2 years ago when they had a stinky loss, what we thought was at the time, to Tulane at home, and they went down to Oklahoma and won. So it hasn't necessarily been a reflection of who this team is overall. But we're going to find out a lot more about this football team on Saturday against OSU.
Tim Fitzgerald, our frequent guest with us on a Monday as we break down K-State's 38-9 loss to BYU. We were really hoping for a battle of unbeatens coming up Saturday in Manhattan between Oklahoma State and K-State. That's not going to happen. Oklahoma State also lost to Utah on Saturday. So there's a prevailing sentiment out here that Coach Klieman is not turning loose Avery Johnson, who's still a very young quarterback, relatively inexperienced. How do you break all that down? Is he guilty of maybe keeping the reins too tight? What do you think is in the offing? I think most of us who are aware of Avery and watched him at the high school level, which is not Big 12 level football, let me make that clear. But he has so much pizzazz, and I don't know that we're seeing pizzazz, are we?
No, we're not. I mean, even when he runs the ball, he doesn't quite seem to be himself. But I don't think it's from Klieman. I asked him a couple weeks ago about it. He said, Avery's never been told by the coaches not to run. And but I think in his mind is, I can't get hurt because there is a drop-off for K-State that's pretty significant from 1 to 2. Keep in mind, every scholarship player from last year's team left because of him, so they had to rebuild that room. And the main backup is a former walk-on that's now on scholarship, and Jacob Knuth, who looks good, but you know he's not Avery Johnson. And what I saw from him on Saturday, his second interception, he steps up, the pocket breaks open, he's got an opportunity to run and pick up the first down. He probably could have ran for about 20 yards and slid. Instead, he decides to throw the ball and throws it right to a BYU player. And I think that one jumped out at me the most, that it feels like someone's in his ears telling him, you got to prove you can pass the ball if you want to go to the NFL. Now, I mean, Lamar Jackson has overcome that. He was known as a runner and has proven himself. And I think Avery can follow the same suit. Just play your game, and the passing yards will come.
I'll take the coaches saying that he's not been told not to run at face value. And there was continuity. Connor Riley was there last year, of course. But if it had been Colin Klein as offensive coordinator, not only, I guess, in the bowl game last year, but, of course, this season, would Avery look different? Would his play be different than what it is so far?
Great question. And I honestly don't know, because I remember talking to Colin about him. And he said, yeah, he's no way I'm going to have him run like the ball like I did. He's not big enough to take that beating, and I agree with that. But I think you got to keep that dimension of run in this offense to make it really effective. BYU was focused on not letting him run, and he still was able to run. But I think his best opportunities are going to be when, you know, things just flat open up and he can take off. So, you know, the thing about Colin Klein, K-Staters, like if he was here, look at what he's doing at A&M. He's struggling. They're not putting up a lot of points. And sometimes a new coordinator just has to settle in a little bit and kind of learn what's around him and learn what works. And I think that Connor Riley's going through the same growth process as Colin is now coaching for an SEC team.
Tim Fitzgerald, our guest, GoPowerCat.com, his publication. BYU put up 38 points, including 31 in the second and third quarters when that game just went on its head, but didn't do a whole lot yardage-wise. Back to K-State's offense for a second. Do you like this receiving core? How much upside is there in that unit?
I think there's been some disappointment with them. But we saw Jace Brown and Keegan Johnson come up with some big catches, and there was a, you know, obvious drop for first down by Jaden Jackson. Dante Cephas hasn't proven reliable. I think they need to reassess who they're putting on the field. And, you know, just the best athlete isn't necessarily the best player. Because I also think another issue with Avery's running is he's not getting some of the downfield blocks that he needs. The guys are just kind of giving up on plays. So, yeah, I hope they reevaluate who they're putting on the field at receiver. Because I'll tell you this, I've said this on our podcast, Ty Bowman may not be the athlete of those other two guys I mentioned, but he's a pretty good athlete. He's 6'5", and he's going to do things right. I know he's going to throw the blocks and run the right patterns because that's who Ty is, and I'd give him a shot at this point. I don't care what happens in practice. If the guys aren't doing it in the game, that's really what happens and what counts the most.
We were talking last week about, you know, K-State, Oklahoma State. At that point, looked like maybe the best game the Big 12 had to offer all year, or one of them at least, arguably that. So which of these teams can least afford a second loss?
Probably Oklahoma State. I think they got some more challenges, maybe steeper than K-State. I don't know. I haven't really looked at their schedule. But they're in trouble. K-State hasn't carved out its identity because they've got a new quarterback, and they need to figure out what exactly they're going to do. And honestly, going back to what we started with, I don't think the coaches are doing the right stuff right now. Oklahoma State has a proven line, a proven quarterback, and what we thought would be the best running back in college football, and they can't run the damn ball. And so I think that's a sign of bigger problems there at Oklahoma State than what K-State is messing around with, because K-State runs the ball well. They even ran it well, you know, at BYU. They had 120 some more yards than the Cougars. Just they gave up two non-offensive touchdowns and two short field touchdowns. And there you go. You got blown out because of that.
Visiting here with Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com, Oklahoma State, then you mentioned the road games, Colorado, West Virginia, and then the KUK State game on October 26th. In Manhattan, I got to ask you, Kansas just can't quite seem to get there. This is a strange year across college football. Jeff and I were talking. We make picks every year, and we pick against the point spread, and we're all, there's five of us who do it, and we're all just below water trying to pick these games. It's just kind of crazy so far.
I think the transfer portal has had some interesting effects on college football. A lot of those players that were second or third string at the SEC have transferred out and spread out the wealth a little bit. They've come to realize, yeah, I went to this, you know, big school and I thought I was going to play a lot, and I'm not. I want to go someplace to play. So it's evening out the talent. But also, I think there's a factor of unpredictability. You can bring in some transfer portal guys and they may not pan out. You might have adopted someone else's problems with the player, and it kind of lessens your own team. Maybe it hurts the locker room. So I think the portal's doing a lot of this. But also, I think there's been enough upsets now where teams just believe. They're not fearless going into places. If it's Bowling Green pushing A&M and College Station or anything else, it's just been a chaotic year. And I think it's good for football and proves why the theory of a super conference doesn't make much sense if these schools are having problems beating not even Power Four teams. They struggle right now with some teams that aren't even near the Power Four, and I think it proves the Power Conference idea, the one giant conference, is kind of silly.
And we were talking before we started with you, your interview, about we were trying to figure out the three greatest college football programs in history. And, of course, I like putting people on the spot. So who would they be in your opinion, Fitz?
I'd probably go, that is really good, Notre Dame, Michigan, and I might go to Nebraska. That shows how far
they're falling.
I think Oklahoma is teetering on the brink of following Nebraska, where they went from being a feared and dominant program in one conference to just another team in another conference. And they may not get the respect. They may not get the breaks. They might not get the right calls, to be blunt. And I think Oklahoma's kind of find themselves in that position really quick with a really tough schedule.
Yeah, I can see that. I had Alabama, Ohio State, and Oklahoma as my three. Jeff didn't really have three.
I just knew Oklahoma wasn't in it, and Notre Dame was. And Alabama. Yeah,
Alabama, you know, I guess there was such a long stretch in there, you know, when they had Shula coaching and when they were just not good. So
Gene Stallings.
The Gene Stallings era. I'm surprised I don't have a statue of him. there was just some years that were a mess, and look, they've hit gold twice with two coaches that are two of the absolute best of all time.
All right, always a pleasure. K-State at home Saturday, 11 o'clock kick against Oklahoma State. KFH, of course, your home for K-State athletics. Tim, thanks.
Thanks, boys. Great to hear from you.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane.
Youch. Did he have any hot sauce?
Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's infinitely refreshing!